Okay, so let us first know the meaning of Tagalog. This is from the Wikipedia, and they said, the word Tagalog is derived from the endonym Taga-ilog, which means river dweller. It is composed of Taga, which means native of or from, and ilog, which means river. Very little is known about the ancient history of the language. Tagalog is classified as the language within the Austronesian language family, a composition of Malayo-Polynesian, Malagasy, Javanese, Indonesian, Malay, Tetum, and Tao language. Aside from these roots, the modern Tagalog language is also comprised of so many words borrowed from the other languages. Since the Philippines has been colonized by countries such as America and Spain being the longest, our language has also evolved. We'll encounter these words as we go along, okay? The evolution of the Filipino alphabet. A long time ago, what the native Filipinos are using is what we call the Baybayin alphabet. The Baybayin alphabet has been replaced by the Latin alphabet, which is way easier to read. Later on, we adopted some English and Spanish letters, 20 letters of Abacada, the original Filipino alphabet, and 8 letters from the Spanish and English alphabet. So, all in all, we have 28 letters. It's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, Enye, NG, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Before, it's Abacadagahalamananga, Pasatawaya. E I be bi ke ki de di ge gi he hi le li. But the alphabet evolved and it's easier now. Okay, now since I already told you the history of the Tagalog language and the Filipino alphabet, I'd like to introduce you to our new tutorial, the Tagalog 101, How to Speak the Modern Tagalog Language. I hope my children won't find this as difficult as the Mandarin language because, you know, it's really, really hard. We are not natural and we make mistakes and we don't want to offend some Mandarin speakers out there. So, welcome to Mommy Said, Daddy Said's Tagalog 101. Watch out for our next tutorial, how to say, how are you in Tagalog. Mabuhay!